And she loved the fact that, well, she worked because she wanted to help put our daughters through school. Lucy worked for her daughters. It's the kind of culture that she came out of being a Filipina. She worked for her daughters. That's why my daughter is working as a school teacher for her children. She wants her children to have the best that life has to offer. She's just like her mother. Just like her mother. I mean, if there was a spitting image of Lucy, it's my youngest daughter, Leslie, and my oldest daughter, Delia, is a spitting image of me. Why? Because she knows who she is. Mm-hmm. She never married. Doesn't want to marry. Doesn't plan to marry. And she knows who she is. She's very comfortable with who she is, just like her daddy. It's a wonderful thing. You know, when we made those two babies, we had no idea that that they would grow up to be the way they are. And I love them so much. Love them so much. But guys, she wants a man who can say, this is who I am. That means he has to be a didactic guy. He has to be a man that's not flighty with who he is, you know, double-minded. Woman doesn't want a double-minded man. Well, baby, I don't know. I was thinking about doing this, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe we ought to do this. No, she wants, who are you? Do you know who you are? Or somebody else controlling you? Are you kind of like the Obama man? You know, you switch with the weather. See, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to be, you know, a global man. No, this is who I am. What does that mean? I'm not going to allow my children to ever be confronted with that. Why? Because this is who I am. Yeah, but she disagrees with you. I know better than you in this area when it comes to that. Now, ladies, if you marry a man like that, that's who you married. What are you complaining for? You knew who he was when you married him. Ah, some of you ladies say, yeah, but I can change him. No, you can't change a man who knows who he is. Guys, I want you to know that ladies are not necessarily looking at the size of your paycheck as they are looking at the health of your ego. See, and don't let that frighten you, because, see, a lot of feminized males will tell you, well, you shouldn't have an ego like Pastor John. Pastor John is egotistic. He thinks he's right in everything that he says. Let me tell you something. I am, and I know that I am. And I dare you tell me that I'm not right. You are wrong. I am right. That's the way it's going to be in my world, because what did James Brown say? It's a man's world. Yes, he did. That's right. She's not looking at how much money you bring home. She's looking at how much of an ego you have, because it is ego that drives us as men. I would dare to say that there's no other black pastor in this country that is doing what I'm doing in terms of what I'm doing on these webcasts and on this website. There's none. Not one. If there is one, give me his name so that I can frequent his website and take a break. No, you're not going to find a black pastor in this country that's going to put up 20 hours of post and pre-marriage counseling in this form for you absolutely free and not sell a set of CDs. Because, you know, that's what I could have done. But why would I do that when the marriage is falling apart? Our whole society is falling apart and I'm trying to make money. At the time when this series was made, it was saying that the so-called weeks, I won't call him a bishop. It's an embarrassing thing to call that bow tie wearing clown a bishop. And he's out there advertising in a global sense, trying to get him another wife. Why? So he can beat the crap out of her? Man, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. That's not a man with a big ego. That is a man with an inflated super ego, which is out of whack. I'm talking about he want a young 20-year-old wife. Man, this boy is robbing the cradle now. I guess that's somebody else that he could really manipulate. Oh, my goodness. And needless to say, church folk like the... Well, this isn't the time to talk about that. Let me pass that up. Leave that alone. So, guys, she's not looking at the size of your paycheck. Guys, don't be ashamed that you're not bringing home as much money as somebody else. Let me make you feel better. I'm not either. Okay? And I have never looked at another man and got jealous as I compared my paycheck to another man's paycheck. I can look at a man jump in his Bentley and go to work and jump out and have his little body bag on him and looking all, oh, and by the way, I do carry a little leather body purse that I strap around me. Yeah, I carry that because I got a lot of things sometimes that I need to keep in there and I need it with me. It's a nice little thing, very masculine, a little body bag. I don't mind carrying that. So if y'all see a picture of me carrying that, hey, don't be cracking up. I bet I got a couple of dollars in it. That's it. Guys, let me tell you something else. They want a man to have a sense of accomplishment. Now, this is a very important factor. Because when I say a sense of accomplishment, too many times brothers start things that they never finish. And you got to work on that. Let me open up the blinds here. It's a cloudy day in Los Angeles. And the blinds of the studio were closed. It's chilly outside, too. Now is where I miss my wife. Because I made a cup of coffee, and it's not the best cup of coffee in the world. But if I had my wife here, she would have brought me a cup of coffee in the studio, hugged me around my neck, kissed me on the neck, and said, oh, and that's, oh, that feels so good. I just have to hug myself. My little dog, Bro Man, he's sleeping in the living room on the little love seat over there. That's his favorite chair. He's in heaven, right? Yeah. A man that has a sense of accomplishment. Do you ever complete anything, guys? Or do you start things and leave it half done? A woman doesn't want a man like that. That's a man that starts off on the job making money, but the boss hollers at him and he's all feminized and he gets mad and quit the job and says, I'm going to find something else. And she says, but baby, what was the matter with the job you had? Don't question me. You know, don't never finish nothing. I know a guy like that. Had him good jobs. The foolish man walked away from him, quit him basically. Quit them. He's in financial straits right now. Had one of the best jobs, retirement, everything. Had it. But because he didn't like the way the people was running the thing. Oh, my goodness. Guys, have a sense of accomplishment. Accomplish something. And know this, guys, that ladies want a man that has his self-esteem in the right place. Now, you should have self-esteem. I'm not going to walk around here telling you that you should just have an open Bible in front of you and quoting Bible verses. I hope that your wife didn't just marry somebody that just can open up the Bible and quote Bible verses but don't have any self-esteem. That means looking at yourself and feeling pretty good about you. You know, when you get up in the morning to go to work and you get dressed and you put on your clothes, you like the way the rags hang on you. The only thing I'm trying to fight is a battle of the bulge, this little thing on my stomach that keeps poking out. You know, really, if I had the waistline that I had when I got married, let me see, I got married when I was 23. I think my waistline was about 28, 29 inches. Can you believe that? At least, yeah, something like that. Man, if I had that waistline back, now what do you, don't even want to know. You don't even want to know. But my self-esteem is in the right place. I still think I look pretty good. See? Guys, fix yourself up. Women don't want to be with men looking all dirty and it's, oh my goodness, I think about it. The man that is my neighbor, and I've seen that man for years look the same way. I've never seen him dressed up looking nice, and I'm wondering, why is this man walking around looking like that? Just, oh, low self-esteem. I see it all the time in men. Fix yourself up. Your woman wants to see you fixed up, looking nice every day. When I was a traffic officer for the city of L.A., of course, we had to wear uniforms, and our buttons had to be shiny, our whistle chain, and clothes starched and pressed, and all of that. And I prided myself in my little uniforms. And it's just I had high self-esteem. I know things happen to us, living in the inner city, struggling to make it and everything. But, you know, come on, think highly about yourself. Women want a man that can be that way. Something else that you need to do, you need to. He needs to respect his talents and the talents that his wife has. Let me put it that way. If your wife has talents, guys, respect that. Compliment her for her talents. It's not about you all the time. It's about her. You need to realize that not only she has personal accomplishments that must be affirmed, but you do too. And not only are you to affirm her accomplishments, guys, but you can affirm your own accomplishments. I was good at that. I am good at doing that. You know, I recall years ago when I was doing live radio, and one of the things that we had to do is we had to go down to the studio, especially when we were coming on, because we would come on at 10 o'clock to 12, and then we bought another hour on the AM station from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And so that meant that basically I was in a staff meeting at 8:30, Sunday nights at 8:30, I didn't get home till about 2:30 in the morning. Those were personal accomplishments. I did radio for years, live radio. Had the hottest radio show before radio clamped down on you saying what you need to say about these pimps. You know, they didn't want that. They wanted the money to come in. Too many of the opposition radio ministries complain. Who is this guy you got on mentioning my name about that, 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 that? Well, it's true, isn't it? You can't sue me. So, you know, that was a personal accomplishment, something that I accomplished in my life. You can go to my website and see the little clip there of me in the studio doing radio with one of my students there. That's a personal accomplishment. That's something that I accomplished, something that I got done. Guys, you need to realize that women don't need men that are threatened by the wife's success. Not only are you going to accommodate her and her personal accomplishments, say, baby, it's a great thing that you got a raise. Let's say that your wife got a raise and she's moving up in her company pretty good, and you still working in the trash truck and you can't get out of the garbage detail. Well, are you threatened by the success of your wife, gentlemen? Are you threatened because she's making more money than you? Are you threatened? Now, I know what the evangelical Christian church teaches you, that the men should be making the most money. Well, it should, but it's not that way. The case is not true in every case these days. You may not be making as much money as your wife, especially if you black and you growing up in the inner cities and you don't have a college education, and it's hard out there for you to make your life work, and your wife has been working for, let's say, this big company, this computer firm for years, and she's on one of the executive board committees. Now, what you're going to do? You're going to tell her to quit the job because she's making more money than you, and the brethren at the church is saying that you should be the heavy breadwinner, so you're going to bring tension on her to make her quit the job so you can appear to be this. I told you to leave those evangelicals alone. I told you, when you listen to other foolish people like that, that they will wreck your life. Your wife loves you. She doesn't mind making more money than you. Remember, she can't put it up in your face. And keep this in mind. If you need some of that money that she makes, you say, baby, I need $50. She's going to cough it up. And not if you're doing something wrong with the money. Don't get it twisted.